Hey.
Hey, CJ.
Hey, I've got your caller on the line.
Okay. Oh, is it Scott?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what he said. I don't remember. But he just asked if he could speak to you again.
Okay, no
So,
problem. He can send him
good to put
over.
him through. Thank you so much, Abby. I'm sorry to disturb you.
No, that's okay.
All right, here he is.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Abby.
How are you doing
How are
today?
you? Trying to fix my over my my got to overbuild on Easy Pass
Oh,
by
yeah.
like hundreds of dollars.
Wow.
Well, I drive a lot, and it was reading my license plates because the devices weren't working because they're so old. Anyway, blah blah blah. You don't care about that.
That's okay. I realized that I called in the wrong time.
Do you mean?
Oh, earlier today you said you were on the phone. I
Oh,
said I've
well, what you mean? You didn't, because you're a fiber optics person, you didn't know I was on the phone? Come on. You should have.
That's true. That's true. They should have had something in place for that. But I was
So,
trying I was trying to just quickly just get you through the process just to sign you up for the service.
okay.
So once it's closer to your date, we'll be able to set up a date and time for you.
Now, did you say you expect to be in my neighborhood by 10:25,
That is
24?
correct. Which is
That's this month at the end,
that
right?
is correct.
Okay. All right. So what do you need for me?
You said you wanted the 1 gig fiber services, right? The for the
Yeah.
$79.99, and you get the ten
I got
dollars
this.
off.
Yeah, because for what an auto payment and auto whatever. Yeah.
Yes, and are you interested in getting the landline service or any Wi-Fi extenders?
Landline. How much is that?
The landline is an additional $24.99.
Can I move a number?
Yes, if you do have a landline with a with your current phone number, you can transfer that number over.
Could I transfer more than one on the same line? Like an 800 number?
That you already have connected through another internet provider. I know that you can add additional lines. One moment. So you'd want to add more than one number, is correct?
I have this, you know what Ooma is?
No, I'm sorry.
They're an ISP. But let me ask you this. Can I plug my existing ISP phone system into the new router?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so we'll leave that out for now. Just to not overcomplicate things.
Okay, so no phone line then? Okay.
No, I'm gonna leave that. I don't wanna mess with that because it's a whole different kind of project. There's
Oh.
a landline, there's a number that I can't get rid of. And it's kind of ridiculous because they're all forwarded to my cell phone all the time. So they're like parked, but they still work and ring through.
Okay.
The,
Right.
yeah, we'll do that at a later date. Let's just do the. And the,
And
what? So I let me just ask before we get into the whole minutia thing. It's going to be a fiber modem, whatever you call that, right?
yes.
Is it all one device in the house?
No. So you get the modem, which is the ONT gateway, and you also get a router as well.
Okay, and then the router is a Wi-Fi router also?
Yes, it's a Wi-Fi router. And depending on how big is your home is, they would give you an additional Wi-Fi extender that comes with the price as well.
I probably don't need it, but I could, you know,
Yeah,
I might. I don't know.
usually the technician once they're at the location, they'll determine if you need a Wi-Fi extender or not. But you get
Okay.
one free with your purchase, so that's cool.
Okay.
Do you rent or own your property? And it's 2767 State Road 32, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Yes.
The utility wires, is it through the air or under the ground?
Through the air.
Your billing address is different than your service address?
No. How do
Okay.
you attach? How do you attach the wire to the house?
So usually the day before they will do the drop that is connecting the cable from the street to your home, and then they'll run it at the side of your home into your home.
Okay. Does it hang by itself? Because I know, like, the coaxial, it's strung from a pole all the way across by itself. But I don't know what fiber wire is made of. Like, how strong it is.
Yeah, so it's almost like a coax cable. Yes, it can be run by itself.
Okay.
Could I get a good email address for you?
SuttonTransportation@gmail.com.
Transportation@gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay. And the number I called you on, that's a good primary phone number.
What did you call, 917?
Yeah, 917-861-2601.
Yeah.
I hope maybe contact you, phone, email, or text.
It depends. Depends on what it's about.
Okay, so I'm going to choose text just because with text, Archtop only inform you of important updates. With phone and email, you do have the option of marketing information. So is text okay?
Yeah, text is good.
Okay. All right, so you want the 1 gig. You're not interested in the phone service. Your address is 2767 State Road 32. Your wires are through the air, you own the property, and your billing address is not different than your service address. So as part of our order process, we need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. You can bypass the credit check, but that would require you to pay a $50 deposit.
To do what?
So we would need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. Right. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so would automatically require you to pay a $50 deposit.
How many? How many dollars?
50.
And then how long do you keep that?
The deposit and any interest earned will be held on your account for 12 months and returned to you as a bill credit or a one-time payment to you.
I could do that.
So you want to do? So which one, the deposit or the credit check? Because if you do the credit check and pass, you won't need to pay the $50.
I'm going to pass. But then you need my social security number, right?
Yeah, most persons, they don't feel comfortable sharing it over the phone.
What?
I said most persons.
Just bill me the deposit.
Okay.
And
you want to
refund it in 12 months, it'll be fine.
Okay. And the discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing, can I sign you up for that?
Yep.
Okay. So the checking or savings account with auto pay is $10 off, and credit or debit, it's $5 off. Which would you be using?
When's it going to be billed, the first day?
Well, the day of installation, the $50 would be charged once the order has been placed, but your monthly bill will start on the day that your services are fully installed.
All right. I'm going to give you a bank account.
Okay.
And if I see a lot of money missing from there, I'm coming over.
No, that won't happen. Trust me. We're not like other telecommunication services.
I cased your place last night. I actually drove by Enterprise. I saw all the lights on. Turn them off. You need the power.
Whenever you're ready, you could go.
The whole lobby was lit up.
Probably like for
security.
Are
you at Kingston?
Currently, no. We're at a different branch.
Okay.
How's
it? Tell me, how's it going?
As it relates to service.
Are you signing a lot of people up?
Yeah, surprisingly, especially for the new communities that the construction team are working on, a lot of persons are happy to switch from Spectrum.
I don't understand how you're going to put the cable all the way to my house.
So
do you know
where
it is right now?
So usually what happens is that the day before, or usually like a couple of days before, the technicians, they usually come out to the location, and then they'll determine how they will run the lines to your home.
No, I mean, do you have like subcontractors putting lines up on the poles now?
Yeah, so basically, yes, that is what's happening right now. So that...
Oh, because I've been watching since I talked to Matt's mom, you know, and I looked into it. I'm like, where are these people? I never see any installation going on, but.
No, because there's no installation in your area as yet. So they're currently doing the construction phase of it. That is why the installation date is on October 25th. That's when we'd be able to service people in that area.
You must have huge spools of cable out back. Because I'm like 4 miles from the IBM facility where you guys reside. I don't know where the servers are. But you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, like you're a bit far away from the actual. How far are you away from the main road, or how far are you away from the next pole in your community?
Oh no, I'm not talking about. I mean, my pole is my closest. So funny. My closest pole is probably, I don't know, 50 feet.
Oh, then you're good to go. That's fine.
No, the cable, I can see it. The cable runs from the pole to my house.
Yeah, then.
Of course, it goes over. But if you run it down the line further and come off the middle between the two poles, like the phone company stuff does, you know, the old telephone, like Verizon stuff, that comes out of the middle of it, out of the middle of the little, between the poles, and it's probably only 40 feet.
Yeah, well, if it's still 40 feet, once you're, like, under, I think, 150 feet, then you're good to go.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the routing number.
You need the bank's routing number first?
That is correct.
221-976-243.
And the account number?
200-281-89001.
And that's the Mid-Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union?
Yes.
Name on the account?
Scott Sutton.
And your zip code is 12401?
Yes.
And that's a checking account?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you read that number back? 200-281-89001?
So I have 200-281-89001.
That's it.
Okay. And you said that you heard about the service from Matt's mom.
Right. You keep sending me stuff in the mail. You didn't. Like, it doesn't say from Abigail.
I'm going to put Matt's mom. That's okay.
But you're the first person I talked to. And then when I called back, I talked to CJ, but I asked for you.
Yeah. Okay.
So however you want to do it.
Is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property, like a septic tank, buried wires?
On the property, not in the house, just on the outside?
Yeah, the front of your home.
No. Outside the normal, you know, possible, like, yellow jacket's nest in the front yard.
Okay, that's okay then.
No, all right. No, everything's in the back, so it shouldn't be an issue.
So I'm going to go ahead and place your order, and I'm going to read you a few disclosures, okay?
Okay.
So at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect to your service. So they may install the drop cable. That is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation. But you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for on-return equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required timeframe. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time? As posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration. I know that was a lot. Sorry.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
And then if we all listen to that, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. I heard a tone. If we all paid attention to that, life would be a lot easier, right?
That is true.
Terms and conditions. No, I got all that. It's pretty common. Right?
Yeah.
Set of standards. Yep. Okay. So
basically, closer to October 25th would just give you a call to set up a date and time for your installation.
Okay. What? How big? I mean, they're kind of like compatible size devices with the, the cable company stuff? Are they bigger or smaller or what?
You're talking about the equipment?
Yeah.
They're standardized size. I wouldn't say they're small, but I wouldn't say they're too big. They're like most modems and routers.
Okay. Speed of light. Very exciting.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go, Scott?
No. So I'm on. You're going to charge my bank account $50 coming up here anytime soon, right?
That is correct. And the only other time I would ever charge you again is when your services are fully installed for $69.99 every month.
Right. And my billing date is probably going to be coincident with the installation date, right?
That is correct.
All right. Fantastic. I'm very excited. Well, we'll see. There's a 30-day free trial. If I am like, this doesn't work, I get rid of it.
That's
a possibility.
There's no contract. So if you're not happy with the service, you can. But trust me, you would enjoy the service.
Do you have it?
If I'm on Archtop right now.
At work?
At home. But at work as well.
Do you have it at home?
Yes, I have it at home.
Is it fast?
Yes, it is fast. You're getting 1,000 megabytes per second, both the download and upload. You're actually getting that to your router.
That's crazy.
No,
right? That's like three times as fast as what I have now.
Yeah, and it's a lot compared to other telecommunication services based on what they're offering.
Yeah, plus I can get it faster because you offer faster stuff, right?
That is correct. We have the 2 gig.
All you have
as well.
To do is turn up the dial at the office. He wants more.
That's true.
That's very fun. Okay, cool. I'm looking forward. And if I have any questions, I know where to reach you. And I'll wait to hear about the installation.
No problem, Scott. Well, enjoy the rest of today.
One more question. I know you're busy. After 2 years, do you have any idea how much it goes up?
No, we're just currently at that price right now, just the $79.99. We don't have any intentions as yet as relates to an increase.
And will it bill and then will it bill $79 and then show the credit, or will it just bill because of auto pay and whatever?
It'll just be the $69.99.
It'll just come out $69.99 will come out once a month.
That is correct, and that includes the taxes and everything. So it's just the $69.99.
It's going to be the best 2 years of my life. Next
and
best thing, living on an island with nothing. Huh?
And hopefully after the 2 years as well.
Yeah. Mm. Or I won't need it anymore because I'll be retired. I'm so fast. I'll do all the work in 2 years and I'll be done.
Get it over with.
Yep. All right. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks for calling me back. And I'll speak to you again, I'm sure.
No problem, Scott. Have a great one.
You too. Bye.